Cohort.
Present.
Beckett.
Here.
Bensel.
Here.
Carter.
Here.
Jay.
Here.
Knott.
Here.
Kurt.
Here.
Langenheim.
Here.
O'Connor.
Here.
I need approval of the agenda.
Second.
Any discussion? Y'all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The approval of minutes was June 5th, 2009.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Public participation. We have none. Okay, we have our monthly reports. The county and township Northfield tax claim for June 2009 and July 2009.
Move to receive and take on file.
Second.
Any discussion?
Body quiet today.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Just quickly, you'll notice on that motor fuel tax claims for July, that's an astronomical amount of claims in 1 month for MFT, and you'll see that the majority of them are right-of-way purchases along Monticello Road. And I'm happy to report that we are about 2 weeks away from when we have to certify right-of-way on Monticello Road, and we only have two landowners out of 90 parcels that remain standing that have not signed anything yet, but we anticipate they will. We're just working through a few details with them so that we can get them signed up. So it's been gone much smoother than I would have ever anticipated. So I'm happy to report that.
What would you be through negotiating with them in 2 weeks?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we have to have the right-of-way certified to IDOT, saying that we have purchased it in good faith, and report the amount of money that we paid and the number of parcels we acquired. And that has to be done first in a couple weeks in September. And then the job will actually be bid on November the 6th. It'll be a state bid job, so we won't bid it here locally, nor will we have the award authority. The state actually has the award authority on that job. But I'm very happy that we're going to be able to make that deadline, because that was a little worrisome to the older son of us. And just another quick note before I get into my report. As you probably know, John Cooper went in for bypass surgery 5 weeks ago. Now had six bypasses, one shot, but he's doing great.
Wow.
Been back in the office a couple of times. He looks good. We certainly missed him for the last 5 or 6 weeks, but he should be back in a couple, three weeks, he says, and ready to hit it again. So very thankful that he was able to get in there before he had a heart attack or anything serious that happened. So all these petitions are typically run through Mr. Cooper from the township, and they are all petitions for small drainage structures in the respective townships. The Township Highway Commissioner has a petition, the county board, and a resolution has to be passed in order to fund these projects. And I've passed around, everybody should have a packet copy of the project locations for each of these projects. None of them are very large. They range from, 3x4 box culverts to 48-inch round culverts, and everything in between. So we need to go through these petitions and approve them so that we can fund the drainage projects. And the first one is from Crittenden Road District.
Can we do these in a nominous motion, include them all or not?
You explain them and we'll do it. Put them all.
Road District is a $15,000 project on between sections 26 and and 35 there, just a small round type culvert going underneath the roadway. Let's see, next one is Newcomb Road District for $26,500, a larger project there in sections 1 and 2. That was a box culvert that he's replacing. The next one is Godham Road District, $11,000 for a round type culvert that he's replacing underneath the roadway. Paloma Township. Here's the next one. $14,000. That was another round culvert replaced under the roadway. And then the final one is Doris. $5,500. That was a very small project, like an 18-inch culvert that was replaced underneath the roadway.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Open for discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
F, the emergency road repair state program project. I reported at the June meeting that I was applying for through the Illinois Capitol bill, actually the mini Capitol bill, the first one that was passed at the legislature for some of the emergency road repair program monies that they were going to be issuing. I talked to Senator Frericks a couple of weeks ago. He basically got $1.2 million within his district to appropriate to different projects. He basically said that he had put in for roughly $375,000 of that $1.2 million for our project, which is up on County Road 20, which is the road that goes to Royal. There's a four-mile section in there that is in very poor condition from the St. Joe Road going back to the west 4 miles. The plan is a cold-in-place recycling job, which is a technology that I use a lot up in Minnesota that's finally getting some foothold here in Illinois. Went over and looked at a job that they're doing over near Havana last week, but basically you mill up the old asphalt pavement through a large milling machine. It runs through a pub mill. It gets oil injected into it at about 2 to 2.5%. It comes out the back end of the machine into a paver, and they lay it down. It's about 120 to 150 degrees instead of hot mix, which is much warmer than that. You compact it, and then you put a hot mix asphalt overlay over the top. And what we have on this roadway is basically about 8 inches of asphalt over a heavy rock base. So we're going to mill off 3 to 4 inches. We're going to recycle the remaining 4 inches of asphalt, put 3 to 4 inches back on. The project cost is probably going to be in the $1.5 million range. So obviously the $375,000 won't cover a great majority of it, but it is a project that desperately needs to be done, and we are going to get some money out of that program in order to do that. So that will most likely be designed over the winter, bid in the spring, and constructed next summer.
So that's an 80,000 pound road.
Every road is going to be an 80,000 pound road January 1st. It's going to be built to 80,000 pounds.
Are you building this one to an 80,000?
This would be able to hold 80,000 pound trucks. Yeah. Yep.
And I drive it every day, so I would encourage your vote.
On your
80,000. You vote no.
You guys approved the acceptance of the grant at the last meeting, so I don't need any motion, but I just want to let you know that we had.
I
got some luck through that program.
We don't get any money to help consult the meeting,
If I can find some, but I wouldn't imagine there's any more left out. But we'll see. The ARRA money is in the Monticello Road project, and I don't know of any other pots of money out there that no money from. So the remainder of the other project costs would be from our road fuel tax money. All right. Any other questions on that? The last thing on my report is Olympian Drive.
Yes.
think I told you at a previous meeting that that has become the number one priority for the Champaign-Urbana area after the completion of the current Curtis Road project, getting basically Curtis Road built over to 45. So I've got this nice little aerial view that kind of shows what has been constructed and what still needs to be constructed on Olympian Drive. The biggest cost of this project is obviously the railroad bridge going over the railroad. I think that piece of the pie itself is in the $12 to $15 million range. So that's half of the total cost of this project.
Bridge.
We did get $5 million out of the state capital bill. The bigger state capital bill for Olympian Drive. We are working with Tim Johnson and Senator Durbin to see if they can, in the next federal reappropriation, which we believe will be next summer, even though it expired this year. All they did was do an extension of the current bill, but their thought is that by next summer, the new bill will be out, and we feel pretty good that they have both thrown out the $5 million mark from each of them as well as being a number that we might be able to expect. So if we have $5 million from the state capital bill, get $5 million from Tim Johnson, $5 million from Durbin, we are applying for Illinois Commerce Commission money for the Great Crossing Protection Fund. As a matter of fact, there was already money in the Great Crossing Protection Fund in the year 2013 for the Curtis Road grade separation, which they have told us if Olympian Drive has become a greater priority than the grade separation of Curtis Road just to the east of First Street, that this money that was set aside for the Curtis Road project could be switched over to the Olympian Drive project. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Olympian Drive is going to be free, because I'd be lying, but I really think that we're going to have a very big help from a number of different financial sources in order to complete this project. You see the full price tag there of $27 million, pretty hefty price tag. But the City of Urbana is going to be the lead agency on the project, since the majority of the project is in the City of Urbana. City of Champaign and Champaign County will obviously be partners in the project. So that $5 million from the capital bill is for engineering, right-of-way, and utilities. We get that started, so I would assume that once that money actually comes through and we actually see the $5 million at the district level from IDOT, that we would go ahead and do an RFP for an engineering contract and get the engineering rolling for the design. There was a location study done years ago, and that's where this map comes from. That basically, that's the location that was chosen in the location study. This was prior to me becoming county engineer. So I know there's plenty of people out in this area that aren't necessarily for the project, and right away negotiations and purchase make it hairy like they did down on Curtis Road. But we have letters of support from Rantoul, from Mahama, from Savoy, from the county, from both of the cities, from basically every entity in the county saying that this is the number one transportation priority in the Champaign-Urbana United area. So it will be moving ahead. I can guess that 2000, I told the committee actually at the last committee meeting, we have a small committee that we had, that there is no county money in the MFT resolution that you guys pass until after 2013, because that's when we start seeing it come out of the red back into the black based on that 35% of the motor fuel tax allocation that you guys set aside for the road projects. So if anything happens prior to 2013, somebody's going to have to front the money, and we're going to have to pay them back, We're doing that with Curtis Road and the City of Champaign now at no cost and no interest. So I think they understand now that we've only had so much money. But I'm looking 2014, 2015. This job may actually become reality, and we may start seeing some earth movement
out on the Olympian Drive. So we'll be able to deal with that where it's at.
Any questions, Chair?
Did I hear you correctly that under certain circumstances, the Olympian Drive overpass will take precedence over the Curtis Road overpass?
That's the that is the stance of the community as a whole. That
the sense of the community as a whole.
Letters of support. One came from the county, from all the cities. That Olympian Drive is the number one priority over Curtis Drive, east of Route 45. We're going to get Curtis built over to 45, or basically to where it becomes a concrete section nearby where Pages for All Ages used to be.
Yeah, I know.
And then everybody has prioritized this as more important than the next piece of Curtis going over to First Street.
What's the traffic? What are the traffic counts on those two roads?
I couldn't tell you what it is on this. Curtis Road... it's zero right now because it's under construction, but I could come up with them, but I don't know off the top of my head what the comparison would be. But the idea on the Olympian Drive is obviously development of that north side for commercial businesses, as well as relief from the I-74 corridor, which a lot of people use 74 as a local road to access all of these northerly destinations. And I got would just as soon have a local road on the north side and not have I-74 as a local road.
Yeah. Well, I have some grave reservations on that, but that can pass. Thanks.
Okay. Any other questions?
How about my share?
What would our share be? Our share would be 50% of the local cost share, whatever that number ends up being. But they understand that we only have X number of dollars per year, so they may have to spread that out over a few years, depending on the total local cost share of the project. They understand we have a finite amount of money, so that's our local share.
I'm going to get you one question. Did you want to say something, Kurt?
I'm saving
that's
it up for
all
later.
I have.
Huh? I'm saving it up for later.
You only have so much steam?
Well, I always get ahead of steam for
I move approval of the closed session minutes of April 17, 2009.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Can these go on consent agenda, all of these, and just
no?
We have to vote on them individually.
Yeah,
okay.
There's money in them.
Might be able to do an omnibus motion.
Can we do that?
We'll check with the parliamentarian and see what he says.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you.